Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
Have you heard all of the above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Charles Barkley, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, Stephen Tobolowsky, Martin Sheen, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
When they say action, I don't want to feel like it's Kevin. I want to feel like it's, you know, in this case, Vic.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself speaking as a person, as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour. Live music, stand-up comedy, and buttloads of mangria. June 17th in Long Beach at Di Piazza's. June 22nd in Fresno at Sequoia Brewing Company. And June 24th in Seattle, Washington at Showbox Soto Lounge. With special guest comedians and bands in every city featuring Loxy. Baby, let's roll. Plus, comedy from Matt Edgar.
Hi, you working high at Chevron?
Still.
Good to know, dude. Now I know where to get my weed and gas. I'll put 20 on 10 and 20 on a 10.
June 17th in Long Beach, June 22nd in Fresno, June 24th in Seattle. The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour. In Long Beach with Mike Dawson and the Smokin' Kills. Standing at the station waiting for a train to you. Tickets and more information are available online at CorollaDrinks.com. The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour. Get your tickets now at CorollaDrinks.com.
And it's Water Cooler, episode number 76. Hey, we got a doozy. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Chris Loxamana, and once again, this is the sideshow of Resume, where I hang out with my Corolla Digital dudes, and we do whatever we want, talk about whatever, and just hang out. It's nice. And we got the usual crew, minus one, plus two, and we'll get into that in a sec. But first, let me say hello.
Plus two?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say hello to, that guy just talking. Hey, Gary.
What's up?
That's Gary Smith here.
Sorry, I'm a little starstruck right now.
Oh, I am too.
The introduction that I got in the lobby really threw me.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
We can tease that. Okay. I'll explain after you do your intros.
Kalen Bean's here.
Yo, yo. What's happening, guys?
What's up, Kalen? And he's behind the glass, but there's a reason.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He'll still talk, though. I still want you to.
I'm seeing an open mic in there.
I still want front of glass, Kalen. Oh, yeah, we'll bring you in.
Announced not to expect much from him about 3 hours ago.
Yeah, I had to break the news that he had to be behind the glass, and he said, all right, if I'm behind the glass, you're not going to get that much Kalen. That's what he told me. Real Nick Davis in the house.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go. Mike Dawson.
Hi, very happy to be here.
Hey, he always is. I love it. And the guest, the special guest, one of them, of the week, Bob McClure.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, Bob McClure.
The Bob McClure.
Bob McClure of McClure's Pickles.
See, I knew we were having a representative from McClure's on today.
Wow, we got a family member.
But then I got ambushed by a gentleman I'd never met who I introduced myself, and he said, Bob McClure. I went, wow, the namesake. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Now,
pleasure to meet you, sir.
Right here in the flesh.
Right.
Pickle flesh.
That's right.
The pickle flesh.
That's a band I'm in called Pickle Flesh.
Now, the reason Bob is here.
We only play select food festivals, you know.
Pickle Flesh, crazy punk band.
Right.
The reason Bob is here is because of all of you listeners. You guys, the Bobo Boys, you made noise. You made noise, and McClure's listened.
They did listen.
And
68 pounds.
They listened to the tune of 68 pounds.
A 68 pound care package sent over, and a guy, Bob McClure, he's also sent over.
The box is really big.
Nick can attest to the childlike glee that I was ripping into these packages with, so much so that Nick, who's usually, I would say, not the more somber of the two of us, finally looked at me and was like, you want to wait until Chris gets here to open some more of that? I was like, okay.
I'm impulsive. That was hard, but...
Yeah, it's
when Nick's telling you to pump the brakes, you really got to reassess your life.
Oh no! As soon as they got here on Friday, I started ripping open all the containers, and Nick's like, "Hey, whoa, wait for Chris." I was like, "No, I'm not waiting for Chris. He's not here. I'm finding out what's in it, and I'm sampling this."
I don't think I like front of glass, Kaylin. I don't like what he turned into. That's why you're sent back there in your prison.
Worth it. Worth it.
But I was weak. Like once they were opened, I still indulged. It was like
how
someone
can
else.
You resist?
All right, so McClure's Pickles, we've talked about this on air plenty of times, and I always just say, best pickle you'll ever have. I tell that to everybody before I give it to McClure's Pickles.
I've been saying that, and I didn't even know what the best flavor was.
I have the, you know, when you before you eat a pickle, you know you get that nice bite you get in the back of your jaw?
Yeah.
I have that right now just staring at these pickles.
Yeah, it's like a Pavlovian effect. Yeah.
Where are the pickles made? I noticed it says Detroit and Brooklyn. On the where do these pickles begin?
Yeah, so we pack them in our Detroit factory. We moved in 2012 into an American axle manufacturing factory. They used to make a lot of axles for all the automotive industry. They left in like 2006, and these buildings sat for a long time. And we're in like one of their smallest buildings, which is 20,000 square feet. And we moved in there. They had everything that we needed, power, everything, and we were like, all we need to do is put on our equipment. And
did you get a deal?
Well, we got probably a good building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we moved in there, and that's where we pack them. But the origin story of the Brooklyn, I was out in New York for 10 years as an actor. By actor, I mean temp during the day job.
Sure. Yeah.
Night jobs.
Out here, it's called valet.
But yeah. Waiter. I did that too. I was out there, and you know, we had this old family recipe and said, why don't we kick this around and see if we can make something out of it? Otherwise, we have a lot of holiday presents to give away. And it stuck.
Damn.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like.
So is there still a physical presence in Brooklyn too?
You know, so I moved back to Detroit almost 5 years ago. And we have one staff member out there, Alyssa, who's holding down the fort in her home office apartment out there. And we have a warehouse out there as well.
Very cool.
Yeah, so you guys rep both Brooklyn and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got like hood pickles here because like, that's what I think.
Definitely
like,
got some street cred.
Yeah, I love it though. They're packed with flavor. Like what I like is you don't shy from like when you say it's spicy. There's some heat to it.
Oh, you guys mean it.
And
in fact, some of the pickles you could just really lay into an Italian beef because it's got the. I totally mispronounced this. The last week, but it's Guardinara?
Like, Jardinera?
Jardinera. There we go. There it is. Thank you. That's the stuff that goes on the Italian beef, which is one of the greatest sandwiches ever invented. But I'm going to need to try that. I'm trying to perfect the home Italian beef, and I'm using those.
now you're probably thinking. Jeez, this is quite a extended Chez Fondelet, but Matt is not here.
He's not.
And the reason Matt Fondelier is not in the building is he's sick.
Is it?
The guy...
Is it?
He sends me an email today, and he says...
He's like, Chris, I'm in quite the pickle.
Yeah, he does. He starts off with that. I know it's McClure Day. It's been on the calendar, McClure
I
Day.
I liked it.
Yeah, so June 6th, or June 5th as we record this. As
you have a 6 for timing.
So you know what you could tell Matt? My grandpa used to do this. He would say, a shot of pickle juice a day keeps the doctor away.
And chicks.
Yeah. Did you used to drink pickle juice as a kid? Me and my brother used to open up a jar of pickles, and we would take gulps of pickle juice when we were little kids.
Oh, I'm not saying I've never done that.
Okay. Yeah,
for sure that's happened, but I'm just saying.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, I did that with the peppercini juice too, but the pickle juice. And now picklebacks are a huge thing. You take a shot, and you just do a shot of pickle juice after as your chaser. And I the first time I ever did it was at the Portland Bar Crawl. It's delightful.
Speaking of which, Seattle Bar Crawl, get your tickets now. They're going fast.
Yeah, if
they might be gone.
They might be gone.
Yeah.
They'll be gone like these pickles in about three minutes.
Press pause, go get your tickets, and then press play again because that's the only way you're going to do it. Otherwise, they're gone. They're sold out. So, yeah, the pickleback, pickle juice, and whiskey.
Are we just moving over why Matt's not here?
He's sick.
I don't know.
The guy emails me, hey, Chris, I'm sorry. I'm not feeling good. He comes into my office. The guy sounds like crap.
I don't know that. Listen,
don't.
Here's what I will say. This morning,
throw some fuel on the fire.
This morning, I walked into Matt Fondelier's office, my good friend and colleague,
And he quickly zipped up his pants.
True. That came later. And I had with me three sweet and spicy McClure's pickle chips. And I said, Matt, have you tried the sweet and spicy? And he said, I have not. And then he said...
By chips, though, you mean the sliced pickles, like yeah. the, not like the actual...
Not, they not make the potato chips, because they
sorry,
do also have chips.
True. The sliced pickles. And he said, I have not, but I'm not going to try them right now, because I'm really sick, and I can't really taste anything. And I don't like pickles.
Now,
how is this possible?
You know, I mean, did you walk in with them in your hand?
Is no, that, I
mean,
had them on a fork.
No, I had them on a fork. It was sanitary.
That's how Matt eats out of Gary's hand all the time. Yeah, so that one's
weird. They're weird like that.
How is this possible?
We overlook it.
We've been doing this for 3 months. Matt's never mentioned that he's not a fan of pickles.
There are people out there where the pickle is really, really, yeah. I actually knew, almost started dating a girl in college who was... legitimately afraid of pickles.
Yeah, she's on Mark Povich.
I don't have a problem.
You like should have dated her, because anytime you go to a diner, you get her pickle.
No, like if a pickle would have just been on the plate, she probably would have sent the whole thing back or like got up and walked away. Like wow. She had some response to pickles that I'd never understood. It was like... It was like she was afraid of them. I could not understand.
Wow. Bob's like, that's really nice that you employ retarded kids here.
I don't begrudge anyone who doesn't like pickles, but how has Matt not made mention of this while we do a three-month-long campaign to get the McClure's Pickles guys on our fucking podcast?
He's all about the yes and.
Yeah, so before the show, Gary comes up to me. He's like, I got a hot take about pickles and Matt. And I said, okay, I trust you. We'll see what it is. And I didn't ask what it was. And this
next
is
time he's going to ask me.
So now that we're just outing Matt, Matt did walk into my office today. Before, and he was sick. He legitimately
he is
sick. And thing is, his wife, Julie, loves pickles. Like, he even said, please, like, save me a couple jars for Julie, because, you know, get him those brownie points. He loves the pickles. But he said...
That's another band of men, Jars for Julie.
Jars for Julie, yeah.
Couple
great
jars.
90s band. What?
Yeah, we cover mostly cranberry songs.
and Matt does say... Look, I'll be honest. I love like you guys, but I personally am not the biggest fan of pickles. But please don't say it on air.
Really? That's not funny. Get included in my instructions.
Tweet at real Nick Davis.
Gary's hot take was exactly that. Ah, well, whatever.
I didn't know. He didn't tell me not to say anything.
Look, all it means is more pickles for us, because these things are delightful. And
I say none for significant others.
Don't say
I'm
it
very,
the
very excited about these. Now, these are essentially, when you ship these off to a grocery store, before you break the seal on them, how long, what do we got here? Because I'm going to take my fill of these jars of pickles, and I'm not going to buy pickles for a long time. That's my goal here today.
You know, you might be surprised how quickly you go through them.
That's what I'm saying.
I totally agree.
Unpleasantly surprised.
Pickles is a major staple in my house. I put pickles on all of my tuna sandwiches. And
you
eat
14 a week.
I eat a surprising amount of tuna sandwiches. I do.
That's like, too much
maybe,
tuna.
Maybe like four a week.
That's a good amount.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Plus, and I then, imagine there's other
and then on burgers.
On.
And then you just eat a pickle.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you do go through them. But I'm talking about...
What's the longevity of a pickle?
I mean, let's just go straight for bomb shelter
prepping.
Durability.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're prepping right now.
Great apocalypse food, right?
You know, I mean, it's great. You know,
you
want to
get in the
time.
Bunker with that dude who got those pickles.
Technically, a pickle's going to last you forever. I think they discovered a pickle at the bottom of the Mississippi in some old miss, like, you know, old miss. They dug it up, and it was, like, from, like, 1796. And they're like, should we crack into this thing? And they're like, good luck, you know, see you in the hospital. They cracked into it, and it was still fine. I mean, it tastes like, you know, it's like baby food at that point.
Right.
But totally fine.
But it's pickled.
Pickled. Wow. Done.
I love it.
Here we go, everybody.
Yeah,
outfit your bomb shelter with McClure's pickles.
As I said, I mean, pickles, I think, that's what they did before, like, refrigeration, right? Because that's how you preserve food. You just pickle it, and it just lasts forever. So it's just like a liquid fridge.
I have a question about, like...
ask your question.
Sorry.
He's a little starstruck
no,
right
the,
now.
The process.
Nick
so,
meets
like,
a lot of celebrities, but none of the caliber of you, Bob.
Who is the social media person
Yeah.
Who did they tell? How long before it got to you? Like, yeah. What was the process? Like, we're getting barked at. I don't know.
Headquarters. Yeah. What was the confusion level?
How the hell did this happen?
So we've got a team who's managing our you know, our branding, our social, all together. And they typically they do our response for us. Mm-hmm. You know, any questions that come in that can be answered, so they pipe it up. You know, we're a small company, 30 people total.
For now.
So is it yeah, so I was wondering, like, it's one person, you have a team actually for social?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, three or four people yep. managing it. And then, you know, if it gets up to something where they need a response, it usually comes over to our office, to our front desk at Natalie. And then she'll say, hey, Bob, you know, is this interesting? Something you guys want to take a look at? And I'll say, yeah, let's take a look at it. So it was pretty quick.
Nice.
Yeah, Natalie rules. She's actually the one who kind of set this whole thing up, so yeah.
You said you're staying out in Anaheim. Is there something going on at the convention center that brought you out here?
There is, yeah. Disneyland.
Oh, nice. Right on. Cool.
It's called the International Dairy Deli Bakery Association Show.
See, yeah. I just did just that rolls math. What else?
Okay.
Yeah,
Mecca. Of course.
Duh.
But I believed you at Disneyland. That was enough. That made sense.
That sounds like Disneyland to me, mm-hmm. the convention.
Yeah, we come out and do these trade shows, meet with the customers, get them into the product, you know.
Cool. So, you can tell them recently featured on Watercooler, the sideshow of resume.
Yeah.
So can I ask, is there any kind of a tool or, for the listeners, and frankly for myself, how do you find where these are in retail locations? Because I know all of our listeners are going to want to try this. It's like the first thing in forever that all six of us agree upon, like, except for Matt, but he's an idiot. So
he's sick. His
but we all agree.
I mean,
on that.
Yeah,
we all agree.
So, like, for instance,
well.
I heard you reference earlier off the air.
Even Matt,
you said something about Ralph's. Mm-hmm. My Ralph's mm-hmm. across the street from my house does not have them.
Yes,
I have seen them at like the Ralph's in San Clemente. I was mm-hmm. down there last week, and I saw them down there. Is there a way for average fan or
for your
whomever,
pickle accuracy yeah, to be honed
to try
in?
To try to
yeah,
find
yeah. pickle PS.
Yeah. So we try as much as possible GPS. To keep our. All right, you know, that's a good idea. We should
global
a little,
pickling unit.
Little thing in each jar. Yeah. A little present.
Yeah, global yeah. pickling system.
A little homing beacon.
A yep. GPS. Ooh.
I know. So we try on our locations page on our website is probably the most accurate. Sometimes, you know, a retailer will take them off the shelf or we'll be wrong about it.
Right.
But, you know, most likely the site's going to be updated as best as possible. And we respond nice. Pretty quickly. Like if someone's like, hey, I don't see them here. Call the retailer, let us know. We'll call and we'll figure it out a place to guys help listeners out.
So, are you, real quick to add on to Gary's, are you guys fridge
after
pickles
opening.
or are they are you going to be in the cold storage or the whatever aisles?
And we're mostly like so if you go to Ralph's out here in California,
yeah, they got like the Clausens out there, and those are
in the cooler fridge section, right? You're going to see us on the deli, you know, cheese case on top or something like that.
Near okay,
the,
near oh, the but it won't be cheeses. It won't be kept cold.
The VIP correct. Section,
oh, okay. It's not with the other pickles. It's its own.
Yeah, that's
section.
Funny.
All right,
that's where it's they not, were in right. San Clemente. And okay. Maybe I do have them at my Ralph's because I've never. I stare at the pickle aisle every time I walk by, hoping they're updating it.
They really are fantastic, and the really cool thing about them is if somebody gave me a jar of pickles that looked like this for Christmas, I would give that person a hug and say, thank you very much. That's beautiful. Oh, where yeah. did you get this?
I'll be handing these out as gifts. Yeah. Not the ones that we got, because I'll be eating those, but I'll be buying.
Oh, I'm cheap.
I'll
be handing out the ones we got.
Fuck that. I want to eat them. Fuck that.
They're so good.
I ain't getting any of those sweet spices, because yeah. I'm having at those.
Oh, dude. That's why this one's sitting right here. Don't you right. fucking dare, Kalen.
All right, so now I need to know, because they're different. These pickles are different than any other pickle I've ever had. And I know this just sounds like a huge, long commercial for McClure's Pickles, but it's not. This is we would actually talk about that if we were just hanging out, like this, how good these are. And
it's
68
pounds,
already 68
pounds
about
of pickles yeah. worth of a commercial.
Yeah, I guess
that was said. Then. We've already cracked into these bitches. We got to be into the mid-50s in pounds.
But the process. Can you talk about it? Is it like a secret family recipe? Like how do you choose the cucumbers?
So it's our great grandmother's pickle recipe. So this has been in our family for like you know 90 awesome. Plus years, right? And we grew up making this stuff.
Did she have
homemade product?
Did she have multiple recipes? Like, or did you guys start with the recipe and then branch on
the spicy ones? Were the original, you know? And it was like she likes spicy
ones
foods,
so good.
Just got spicy.
It's so good. Okay, I have another pickle related question. There must be some things in your family that you guys grew up eating that complemented these pickles very, very well. What kind of like pickle-centric recipes can you lay down on us?
You know, my family is a kind of a kooky cooking culture.
Pickles only.
Pickles only. But what they would do, my dad would make like scrambled eggs with chopped up garlic dill pickles on them and spicy pickles on them. Crazy. Right?
Crazy, crazy.
But in your breakfast, absolutely fantastic.
But it sounds all good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Breakfast, breakfast. Gonna have
especially
to try
the spicy. Yeah. Oh.
Gonna have to try
I don't want
to
do that.
So you would never think spicy, of in a million years.
Mince it up like a
chop
spam.
Them up, put them in your eggs. Yeah.
Oh, no, wow.
That sounds
I'm doing
pretty
it.
Damn good.
I'm doing it.
That's a nice crunch. It's a textured thing for me. The mushy with the crunch.
Breakfast on Saturday.
Yeah. You hear that, Joya? Breakfast for all of us on
Saturday. Yeah, we'll make it together.
Yeah, what, just tell us what time to be there, Joya.
How dare you guys.
Breakfast on Saturday.
Gotta get a good base before we go to that.
Me and Chris will be unavailable for breakfast on Saturday. We're going to have to reschedule because we're going to be playing Jones Fest in San Ynez.
Ooh, nice. Well, if you're up in the San Ynez area, go check that out.
Come to Jones Fest and bring us breakfast.
We got to go to the Anaheim Beer and Taco Fest for Corolla
it's
drinks.
On the way.
It's absolutely not. Anaheim is right next to Brea, which is where I live. San Ynez is.
If you live in San Diego,
yeah,
you might be on the way. Yeah, yeah, so stop by CS too. I go on at noon. All right.
Yeah, I thought you were coming from Pismo. My bad. Yeah.
It's all good.
So okay, so the recipe. What can you tell us about it?
Well, everything that is the recipe is right on the back of the jar. It's the
ingredients.
The ingredients are what it is. You know, there's no like secret like spices.
Yeah, there's no. It doesn't say how much of each thing. So
right.
I could definitely fuck it up. So that's the secret.
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean,
okay. Can you say how long they are pickled before you guys
ship it to like a store or something?
Yeah.
You're getting it probably within a week to 2 weeks before it's or after it's been made.
Bob, we have this diabolical plan to become your number one pickle competition shortly after this. They're called water cooler pickles. And we bought a plant in Flint, but we're trying to work out a water problem because you can't really pickle things there right now. But we're going to be competing against you guys directly.
And so. You just gave us your recipe, you fool.
Thank you for helping us with all this.
Well, forgive my ignorance, but I'm saying give me the timeline from you guys purchase a cucumber to them getting on a plane and heading out to Ralph's. It's 2 weeks?
It's probably about, 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. You know, I thought it took longer.
Some pickles do. Our pickles do not. Because we hot fill them with the hot vinegar, water, salt, and then we run them through a big like steam tunnel. And this is not the way we did it when we were kids. The steam tunnel is like a big long, basically sauna.
Yeah, they got one at Quiznos. They put your sandwich through it.
You melt the cheese.
Right.
And then it gets into a box labeled up, and it's out the door.
Wow.
Just real quick.
Yeah, they love it. They taste fresh. I mean, they have a good crunch.
Fantastic. They definitely taste fresh.
That's what we have to compete on that. We have to be different than everything else, and it's got to stand out in the product quality. Because I'm not here to talk to every consumer who's buying the product. So the product's got to stand out for itself.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Quality speaks for itself. Like, I mean, you could do as much advertising as you want. You could go on as many amazing podcasts as you want, but
good marketing only makes the product.
I mean, obviously, it's the product because that's how we got them here. We love these things.
One thing I love about these bread and butter chips is you got bits of onion in there,
sweet onion.
And so if you just grab some onions. The only thing I put on a burger when I make it myself is these pickles and cheese and mayo. And
that's it.
It's perfect.
That's all you need.
Oh, man. Whatever.
See, the best part about pickles is you put them in your sandwich, and then you have like a slice on the side of your sandwich.
Put the slices
like
on the sandwich, and then get the spear.
Yeah, and get the spear too. Yeah. Pickles on everything, by themselves, with themselves. And Dawson's asking for they also make a Bloody Mary mixer, which
I have not tried this yet, but I'm very excited.
It's very good.
I discovered this in San Clemente. I had no idea.
We don't have any vodka.
Is a special guest calling in?
Yeah,
because it was ringing earlier. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, we definitely missed
the
call.
Joe is the other special guest. That's Joe McClure. Because this is a brothers corporation. We got Joe and Bob. And I missed Joe's call.
Yeah, I missed that as well. Sorry, I'm too infatuated.
Hopefully,
he
calls back. I'll keep my.
We were enthralled in the.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about the Bloody Mary mix? We had a customer come up and say, "Hey, you know what? I used your leftover pickle juice to make Bloody Marys, and it's fantastic." And we were like, "Well, you would buy a jar if we made it?" And they go, "Yeah, I'd buy a jar if you made it." And we're like, "You mean pay money for it?"
Yeah.
So okay, we could start making this, and you'd start buying it. So that's what we. A customer just came up and said, "Hey, good to go. Get it going."
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
And the moral of the story, folks, is if you want to be on resume, send us 68 pounds of pickles.
That's all it takes.
There probably is vodka out there.
I was going to say, like, the reverse thing. Like, if you're having trouble finding Quirrell's Pickles near you, just start a podcast, get, like, a really big audience, have them tweet at these guys. They're very responsive.
We'll be there.
Boom.
Yeah. Bob will just fly out from
Detroit. That's how it happens. It's like that Boston song, Rock and Roll Band. It's the way it happens.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's that easy to come on a resume.
That easy.
You know what else is really easy? Finding candidates to hire.
Oh, hell yeah.
You guys hiring? Do you know where to post the best job to find your best candidates?
Well, all the job sites, right?
No, not at all. Not even close. Just one. ZipRecruiter.
What? I've been going around to multiple ones.
No. Well, here's the thing. ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click.
All at once?
All at once. Then their powerful technology officially matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. It's so easy. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, listeners of Water Cooler can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's ZipRecruiter.com/interview. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview.
While you were doing that, I applied for a job of pickle taster at McClure's Pickles, and I'm hired, which is fantastic.
You're doing great.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
they
you.
Obviously haven't done the Thank background you. Check.
I, well, we that's... it's a touchy subject.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the beers of the week, we have two. I have one of them is a Peroni. It's an Italian beer. The reason I got it is just because I saw it at the liquor store and it made me laugh because when I turned 21, I didn't start drinking until I was 21. I was one of those weird guys who waited. And
freak.
All right.
Same here.
Yeah. And I worked at a really authentic Italiano restaurant called Romano's Macaroni Grill. And they had Peroni. And I thought, man, this is a pretty badass thing. Like, look at me. I know one of these weird beers. So, you know, I would start going to bars. Okay, like, hey, you got any Peroni?
Like, oh, I like it.
As a 21-year-old guy. Yeah. Dude, I didn't know what I was doing. Who asked for Peroni?
Oh, my God.
Dude, that is amazing. That's like how you make people remember yourself in Entourage.
Do you know how many bartenders talked about you while they were doing coke? Just that asshole out there asking for a Peroni.
Turtle asks, when he's asked for something to drink, he's like, yeah, do you have any Diet Creamsicle Shasta?
Yeah.
And then there's like,
Drama, actually.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, was it Turtle?
Yeah. Because he stole Drama's idea.
Oh, yeah.
It was right in front of him. And then they're like, no. He's like, okay, then I'm good. No Peroni. I don't want anything.
I find that ordering a bottle of Budweiser is exactly what you're talking about, though. Because nobody ever goes to a bar anymore and says, give me a bottle of Bud. Yeah.
I mean, you get Peroni, like a second look, they're like, diesel, huh? Okay.
Peroni's okay. Like, I don't even really like it that much, but it just made me laugh seeing it because it just... I was back in my beer snob days, you know, when I was 21 walking into the bar. I'll take a... You got any Peroni back there? You got anything on Peroni and draft?
No? And what else? Beer.
Draft.
And
this
cucumber
sour.
This is from a 10 Barrel Brewing Company. I've had this before.
This is fantastic.
And just randomly, I thought, you know, let's try sour today. And a cucumber sour for no reason at all other than I just saw it at the liquor store.
What is a pickle if not a sour cucumber?
Oh, yeah, no, and it's a nice summery beer.
It's good.
Tastes good.
Look, I love sours. Like, I've been drinking sours for a little bit, and I've been enjoying them. And
A.V. Ed loves a sour.
Is that true, Caleb?
On that note, so a little while ago, might have been maybe like 9 months ago, it was that we were here on some kind of, it was either very much after work hours or at an event, maybe a fight was going on or something.
It was an event. for sure.
It was an event?
Yeah, it was like it was a company
right?
office party, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. For lack of a better term.
And so, if it was a party, then we would have had a lot of beers, because that was the thing. Is I went to go look for a beer, and there weren't any beers, which is kind of unheard of at the other shop. There weren't any beers, so I opened the fridge, and there's one beer sitting in there. And mind you, I'd never had a sour beer before. I didn't even know what a sour beer was. So I cracked this beer open, I take a sip out of it, and it tastes really weird, like nothing I'd ever tasted before. So I take another sip, I'm like, oh, this is like, this beer's gone bad or something. I don't know what's going on. So I dump it down the drain, thinking the beer's gone bad. Ed, the IT guy, comes up to me a week later. He's like, hey, did you take that beer out of the fridge about a week ago? I was like, yeah, there's something wrong with it. He's like, no, it was like a really nice sour that I had brought in.
$12 bottle.
Yeah, like a $12 bottle of beer that I brought in.
Yeah.
That I ended up just dumping down the drain.
Super expensive beer that Cannon just thought, oh, this thing turned.
This is off.
Yeah. I can't poke fun. He had me taste it. I was like, yeah, something that's fucked up.
You try it when you I was like, this. What's rough with this beer?
And to think, I mean... That doesn't make any sense to me.
Nick's from Wisconsin. He's an authority.
I'm sure that would taste different than this cucumber thing, because like to have a 12 ounces of what we tasted, that is like punishing yourself to me. I don't know.
I think it's quite delicious. It's not really like a sexual thing. I wouldn't drink like that. I wouldn't pound. Like,
I can drink 12 ounces of these cucumber. These are fantastic.
Yeah,
I can power these on a hot summer day.
They taste like.
I'm ready for the 4th of July, man. I'm getting some of this stuff.
Yeah, Dawson just took off his shoes. I like the sours. I went to a restaurant the other day, and Jen, I ordered a sour, and Jen's like, yeah, to the waiter, you just start getting into these. And I looked at her like, oh, I've been drinking them for a while. Gosh, what are you doing that for?
Why are you embarrassing me, Jen?
Oh, yeah, I felt like a teenager. Yeah. But, no more sours for kids. I guess if you're not expecting it.
That was the last sour that I've had, and I don't plan to have any more in the future.
Well, try one of these if you can. I'll drink it if you don't like it.
I'll give it a try later.
Yeah, come on in. Come in front of the glass. I feel so bad. I missed Joe's call.
Can I posit a suggestion? Speaking of Joe, can I posit a suggestion for Bob and McClure's? So you're from Detroit, so you're very familiar with like the Coney Island Wars.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you guys are nervous what I'm about
to
suggest.
I worked at Coney Island.
You did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was 15.
So what about... This might ruin it, but you and Joe start a rivalry, split off a company, and you have two competing companies. I feel like that controversy, but then it's all you guys are both 51-49 in each different company.
Yeah, one's called McClure's Pickles, and the other's called Pickles by McClure.
I'm sure this episode will only be making headlines for like 6 to 9 months. So in like a year and a half time, you guys start up that rivalry and. That's my suggestion.
And then you come back together like the Dodge brothers. They started out with the same pickle. All right. Then they split.
Or Nas and Jay-Z.
And I want to do all your voiceover. When you guys do
not familiar with that one, but I pieced it together.
When you guys do television commercials, because you're going to get that big.
Fairly big.
You're gonna have to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
And we'll have a montage of people taking a bite of a pickle going, damn, that's a good pickle.
Yeah.
And then I just come in and go, McClure's Pickles. Damn, that's a good pickle.
Ooh. Something tells me these ideas are not making it into a marketing meeting.
I don't know. And the feud could start off with, I tried calling into a podcast to join Bob, and they didn't pick up.
Yeah!
A jerk.
You want me to call him? Should we call him? If you want to text him to try to call back,
we'd be happy to.
Yeah, I feel bad. I got
to
hear from him, too. We got to have both McClure's brothers. It's more of a ratings thing. It's sweeps. Sweeps week.
It is sweeps week for us, everybody.
Every week it's Sweeps Week with us. And and once again, to all the Bobo Boys who barked at McClure's, you guys rule. I can't,
your next assignment is 10 Barrel Brewing Company.
we're not
sour.
It was so organic before.
I'm gonna call right now. All right, here we go.
Joe.
Yes.
Oh, Joe. We got Joe! Nice. Hey.
Sorry we missed your first call.
Yeah, sorry about not picking up. You're on the line with Chris. It's going to be tough to remember. But Chris, Nick, Kalen, Mike, Gary, and Bob, your bro.
Right. Cool. We got everybody. We got the whole team.
Yeah, we got the crew. We're rolling deep here at the water cooler, the pickle cooler today.
So who's the older brother?
Bob's older brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who's you know, you guys didn't come up with this idea at the exact same time. Who was the instigator?
Well, hey, you know, I don't know how much Bob filled me in, but it was kind of my great grandmother, my grandmother, and then my father was the instigator.
Oh, okay.
And then it kind of you know, passed down, and then we kind of had this little you know, fire underneath us that said we had this fantastic recipe. And I know Bob saw some you know, some articles, I think in the New York Times, about some picklers, some smaller picklers, and then he kind of we both talked and said, "Wow, we got this like really great recipe we can do. Why don't we start selling at farmers markets and see what people think?" And we kind of just rolled with it. And luckily for us, people loved them.
Yeah, that fire was lack of qualifiable income that yeah. motivated us to do this.
Yeah, it worked out.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, good on you guys, because I mean, we've been praising the McClure's pickles all episode, and it's just it's so effing good.
There are certain things I think in life that you should buy the good stuff. When it comes to cheese, only buy Tillamook. You know,
really?
Yeah. I mean, if you're out in Wisconsin, then get a Wisconsin cheese for sure. But you know, in yeah. California, that's what we got. When it comes to pickles, get the McClure's.
Yeah.
When it comes to wine, spend $100. It changes your life.
I'm good.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Joe, so Bob was acting before pickling. What were you doing? Just trying to jar other produce, or?
I was in a lab, but I wasn't in like a pickle lab. I was in a lab doing research in Detroit at Wayne State University. I was doing a graduate degree program there. And so, yeah, no business background, no pickling background, really, except hobby-wise. So Bob was kicking out Shakespeare, and I was kicking out spreadsheets in the lab.
Yeah, I hear Bob had the starring role in the true Hollywood story of Chris Elliott.
you know it's a similarity, yeah?
I know. Closing my eyes, though, I hear Paul Giamatti.
That guy.
Do you guys get to hear Paul Giamatti at all? I don't know. Like the whole time,
get really pissed real quick.
Here I am.
Yeah, a little bit.
So where are you right now, Joe?
I am in Detroit. I am kicking back. I'm getting ready for the Stanley Cup Final.
Nice.
Pittsburgh and Nashville going on, and I'm having an old fashioned, just relaxing.
Nice. Do you ever get to Central and Northern Michigan at all?
Oh yeah, Northern Michigan. Yeah, that's what Michiganers do in the summertime. They just go straight up north.
So, right on, man. I do the afternoon radio show at 98.5. Tune it in. It's a classic hits radio station. A lot of fun.
All right. Yeah.
Joe thought your voice sounded familiar.
He did. He did. Yeah. He listens all the time. I knew Joe listened all the time.
Hey Joe, how'd you get off the hook for coming to Anaheim to go to the Anaheim Convention Center?
Off the
hook. Yeah, you know what?
I've been there.
I'm stuck in the front. Yeah, I had been to the Anaheim Convention Center. Yeah, a lot of fluorescent lights and nice carpeting. And, I'm in Detroit holding the fort down while Bob's out, spreading the good word of McClure's. I'm in the back making the good pickles of McClure's. So that's what we do. Yeah.
Right on. Well, awesome, thank you for making a exceptional product.
And thanks for enjoying it.
Thanks for sending us 68 pounds of pickles.
Jesus, man.
Oh, man.
Best day of my life.
Joe's like, 68 pounds? Who packed that?
I said no more than 50.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Joe. Really appreciate you you coming on the show. We love having you guys as a part of the show, and really appreciate everything you do. Like, as we said, like we are starstruck talking to you both, because we get a lot of really famous people walking through these doors. And,
we have our priorities straight,
and,
essentially.
But it's the people we respect that we get starstruck by, and we totally respect what you guys do. So thank
appreciate
you.
That. So enjoy that old fashioned, sir. You deserve it.
Hey, thanks. Did you guys try that Bloody Mary mix yet?
No, I got it in my hand
right
now.
It's right here, though.
Can I just drink it straight?
Thanks. Yeah, it's a good one.
I can drink it straight, right?
Sure, if you don't want to have fun.
I like straight, yeah. Put a little tequila in there, a little shot of beer. You got this great Bloody Maria.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, Bloody Maria, yeah.
That's a fantastic mix, and it's not too peppery.
Our Lady of Detroit.
That's one thing I don't like about sometimes when you get a Bloody Mary at restaurants, they put a pepper shaker all over the damn thing. You know, treat it like a salad. Ask me if I want that. I don't. I love this.
Nice.
You can even cook it down. We've basted wings in it. It's awesome. It's really good.
Jeez.
Sounds really smart.
See, Matt, he's missing out on the best chez fondue ever. All right. Well, thank you so much, Joe. We'll let you go and enjoy your drink, but just we appreciate you calling in.
Who are you rooting for?
Hey, thanks. I am going for Pittsburgh. You know, kind of Midwest town. I got to roll. I got to roll with them.
That's a
stretch. I don't consider Pittsburgh
the rule
Midwest.
I go is you can't rule for a hockey team that's based in a place where it doesn't fucking snow.
Exactly.
Actually, no, it does snow in Nashville occasionally, but it's not really a winter sport town.
Yeah. No. Not at all.
Thanks so much, guys.
Enjoy. Cheers.
I disagree, Dawson. I went to when the Kings won. I was actually in New York for that game.
Okay.
And I remember because we had to go do. I was with Adam, and I was in New York for probably 20 hours. That was the time I'd be there, and it really would just be to hang out with Adam and film him while he was doing like Stern and all this place, and just kind of just tail him for a little bit. And so we fly in the red eye and we land and the Kings game. Actually, I guess it wouldn't be the red eye because the Kings game was still happening when we landed. And my thing was I can't sleep because of the time difference. So I'm just going to go to a bar and throw a few back and maybe I'll get tired because that's usually my move is once I have a few drinks, I'll just sleep wherever I am. So I go to the bar.
So come out to the Seattle Bar Crawl, June 24th, to find Chris asleep on bar number 2.
Dude, I know. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I think it's just fall asleep.
You haven't seen hockey until you've seen hockey in Canada with Canadians.
I don't doubt it.
That's dope. Also, Detroit is a hell of a place to see a live hockey game. I mean, it's very different
than
anything
you get in California. Or Minnesota State Hockey Tournament. They sell out
Gordie Howe,
sell
baby.
Out Excel Center.
Yeah, but
yeah, the Red Wings though.
No, it's not.
I do
a
radio show in Michigan.
Minnesota State fucking hockey championships.
A default games, Michigan no? sports team fan.
Yeah,
you know, and know the
kids
bare minimum amount. So, you know, every now and then you just go Gordie Howe and then people go, "Oh, okay."
I think
he must know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I went to a hockey game. It was a playoff game. It was a Kings playoff game. And it was the second best sporting event, like, just based off the crowd, the energy that I've ever been to.
Where'd you sit?
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Where'd you sit?
Doesn't matter.
Does matter.
I watched the
best experience, second best energy. You're sitting in a fucking suite, sir.
Yeah, but still.
I think that influenced your enjoyment a little bit.
No, I really thought that, though. I could have sat anywhere. I felt it. I felt the energy. I sat in a box.
Yeah, because I feel like it removes you from the energy if you're
exactly.
in a box.
Exactly. I sat in a box for, like, some Lakers games, for some Clipper games, and this is because I know a guy. It's not I can't afford myself, but
you didn't have to tell everybody.
you scoffed at that $100 bottle.
We're begging for pickles over here, Chris.
Anyway, the crowd was electric. But I've been to basketball games. I went to a Lakers playoff game back when they had those.
Is that what the first is? You said that was the second best.
Oh, no, the first is PWG wrestling. That crowd was awesome.
I feel like that's something I'm never going to be able to get to do. It's too popular.
It blew up. It's so good, though. And, yeah, so, but yeah, the crowd is a huge part of it. And the LA Kings, watching hockey is fun. I mean, way better. I've been to a soccer game, probably my least favorite.
You should go to Lambeau.
I love watching soccer. I know it's an unpopular opinion around this place, but
yeah. Well, I
love
maybe
watching
feel like
and love playing.
I watched a good game, but the only game I've been to was a Galaxy game, and it was like just a regular season game. The score ended up being 0-0.
Shocking.
And then they sent us home.
I can't watch American League. I can't watch American Major League Soccer.
Sent us home. Yeah.
No
OT.
American soccer is terrible.
No announcements.
No announcements. No PK. Yeah. Just you just... The first thing you see were just these nice cars leaving the stadium. Like, oh, those are the players. Yeah. I guess we got to go.
Was Colby Jones playing?
I don't know.
On a Disney sports short, he taught me how to juggle a soccer ball. You just spin it and you kick it off.
Well, there's some information we now have.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that.
People remember. There's a couple people.
You say he taught you how to do it, but like, did you learn how to do that?
I can do it like 3-4 times in a row.
Well, you have to see that. You can spin a basketball on your finger pretty well, mm-hmm. though. That's mm-hmm. like one thing I never learned how to
that
do.
That was Kobe Bryant.
Bums me out.
Taught me that.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Nick can spin that basketball.
He's pretty good.
Days. Yeah, he got skills.
For days.
Yeah, I want to play with you, man. Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that a weird... The other day, okay, here's the thing.
We've been discussing
it. Easier
with the context. Don't worry about it.
I hate
moving
those double entendres. Okay.
Moving on.
When we played, we had a poker night. We had a poker night a few weeks back to say bye to Andrew. His goodbye party was a poker night. And
Chris bought him bread from Outback.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never seen anybody happier.
Crushed three loaves in a row. Is that true?
Just back to back.
That was his dessert from an entire Domino's cheeseless pizza and like a bunch of dry chicken.
This guy is a really weird eater.
This is not really only a bit. This is his life.
These are the things he requested. He's
clearly emotional eater.
Yeah. Dude just carved up before he left.
He has no emotion.
Yeah, the emotion
cold-blooded
is immense. Cold
blooded
eater.
Anyways, we were having a poker night. We have a few drinks in us, and I'm sitting next to Nate Adams, who is just a really amazing wrestler. He's still like part of that world. He still goes to tournaments. He's taught me a few things, like and the guy's just. Like built, like tough dude. He's like a smaller guy, but
taught me this weird move called the reach around.
But he's tough. Like I really think like if I was in a fight, like he'd be one of my first dudes to pick just because I know he's scrappy too. The guy.
This is the same dude who intervened when a random crazy person came into a restaurant with a knife and ended up taking the knife to his stomach, but stopping the guy.
Yeah.
This guy's a beast.
Yeah, he is. His stab scars, they're crazy. Anyway, so I'm sitting next to him, and he's talking about wrestling and just, you know, and doing all that. And I've had enough. I got to see it for myself because he's been talking a lot and share their videos.
And stab wounds.
But I've never experienced firsthand.
What it's like to get thrown around by a dude?
Yeah.
Stab wound.
Or a stab wound, yeah. I've never been stabbed. No, but I want to see this guy in action. I want to spar with him a little bit and just see, you know, I know I'm not going to stand a chance, but I should at least see what it's like.
Where do we ever land on the shot versus stab?
I was going to ask Bob very quickly, would you rather be shot or stabbed?
Let's have Bob settle this. Would you rather be shot or stabbed?
Sorry, do you live?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In both situations, you live.
And you get to tell the story.
It's more about what would you rather have, a I was shot story or I was stabbed story.
Yeah, that's essentially what this boils down to.
I can't choose neither.
No.
No. No, you have to pick.
No. We're going to shoot you or stab you before you leave.
It's not shot, stab, or
if you take the blue pill, you can go home.
Put the juice on it.
He just hears the door lock.
The gate's closed.
You know, I guess I'd have to go stab because I'd you know, if the gun goes off, I'd probably get a little freaked and I'd be like, where'd it go? And if I knew I got stabbed, I'd probably know I got stabbed.
Okay. I forgot where I laid on this.
I went shot.
I think.
The answer's shot.
Wouldn't.
Shots.
Dawson, I believe you were stabbed because I remember I was shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because getting shot, it's one motion. Stab, it goes in, and then it goes out.
Yeah. It's a little more.
To be clear, look.
Now, speaking of.
It goes in and out in the shooting scenario.
I just don't want a bullet in
my kidney.
I want to ask, and I had this question when Joe was on the phone, but I have an older brother. I'm a younger brother. And me and my brother did horrible things to each other when we were growing up. Did you ever do any pickle-related torture to your little brother?
No, but our
hit him
our
in the
parents,
face with a pickle.
You know, they made us go into the basement to get the cucumbers out of these basically like barrels.
Okay,
and they put ice in it. So,
sir, your family
they
had barrels
tortured
of cucumbers.
Us. Well, when we were pickling them, right?
Oh, okay.
So we'd go down to the basement, and these things were like in ice, and like they made you know. 5-year-olds go down in the basement and grab this stuff, and it was
freezing
cold.
Right.
So, I mean, we didn't torture each other as much as like our parents tortured us when we were making this stuff. You know?
You guys were like, "We're in this together, buddy."
Yeah. Teamed up.
Third brother Tommy's still down.
Two
in the
against two. Because one day they'll be old.
Yeah. So anyway, Nate
and we'll
is
move to Detroit and show them.
Nate's sitting next to me, and I've had enough. I gotta see what this guy's about. I don't care. I'll go down on the mat, whatever. So I look at Nate. I'm like, Nate. I want you to take me down. And all the cards just, like, you just see all the cards collectively, like, hit the table. Like, whoa, dude. All the dudes are just like, oh, man, how could you say that?
I felt bad because, like,
Nothing
sexual entered my mind. I was like, yeah, take him down.
Take me down.
The people who come up with that sexual thing are the ones who are ultimately uncomfortable with it.
but we didn't get to see it.
Yeah, it never happened.
I don't really know about that.
Did he just say no?
I just like pointing out Chris saying stupid shit.
He was the one that really jumped out. He was all amped up. And he doesn't drink, mind you. He was just amped up on like adrenaline from the poker game. I don't know. He was excited. He's like, Chris!
this guy. Like, So
Did he ultimately take you down? I was not there.
No. And I still want him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
ew.
Oh, these double entendres. I can't say wet anymore.
I can't say entendre.
Yeah.
Well, I just did.
I was going to say.
Except for that one time. So everybody keep that audio. But Bob, I got another scenario for you. But you got to hear about this show on history called Alone. Because it's back for fourth season with a crazy new twist.
Ooh.
Rules have changed.
Shyamalan?
Better
than Shyamalan?
It might be directed by M. Night Shyamalan. And 10 survivalists
Shyamalan
are dropped into the unforgiving wilderness. That's Alone. It's on history. But now it's five competing teams of brothers, fathers, sons, married couples.
Bob and Joe.
Yeah, Bob and Joe could have been dropped into the wilderness. This is a different kind of survival show, though, because their teammate, besides their teammate, they're truly alone. No camera crews. They actually film themselves. They're taught to film themselves and document themselves. So you think, oh, they got a camera crew with them. They got a whole crew. They're getting... No, these guys are filming themselves. No gimmicks, no forced challenges. It really is just the teams are split. They're equipped with five items each. And
what items, by the way? Do you know?
I don't actually know.
Do you think duct tape's one of them?
I would imagine.
To attach the camera to your body.
I would imagine.
A jar.
It's a harness. A cucumber.
I'm going to guess they got the pick.
Probably a flint and steel.
They probably had a selection. Like, there's 15 items. Each team gets to pick five.
Oh, nice.
Five items each.
Where?
And you know? McClure's has a few different flavors.
Yeah, I would take the gun and all the bullets.
I'm going to take the Bloody Mary mix and the sweet and spicy pickles.
Yeah.
That's smart.
To win
That's
and to win.
Because if you're going to die.
Whoever lasts the longest, they're in North Vancouver. So they're dealing not only with the elements, but predators. Seriously, predators is always something that they want you to know that they're
grizzlies killing. Up there.
Dude, I saw that movie and that's crazy.
Yeah, predators. Yeah, and $500,000 is at stake. That's how much you win if you last the longest. New season premieres Thursday, June 15th at 10/9 Central on History. The show's called Alone,
directed by Quentin Tarantino.
And that let's say you and Joe alone dropped off in the wilderness. You guys think you'd be all right?
Nothing but cameras, we'd make it through.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, easy. You guys seem like you know what you're doing.
We'd power through it.
Yeah. And they make pickles. It's like the hardest thing in the world. You know how much
Hi,
patience
Mr.
it
Bear,
is to make
have
pickles?
A pickle.
He says it takes like a week or something, to, you know, maybe even two weeks. I've tried pickling something. I couldn't wait that long. I tried pickling eggs one time.
That is true.
And, I ate all the eggs before they were even any of them got pickled. I just couldn't wait.
Like, I have no more eggs left. I need to do something.
Yeah, these vinegar-coated eggs. All right, well, sure. I do like pickled eggs, though. Can I pickle eggs in your brine?
Absolutely, you can, yeah. Hard boil them, pickle them, put them in there.
All right. I'll do it.
Have you guys thought about doing any pickling of other things, or just staying as purists?
You know, we've looked into doing some other vegetables, and we've experimented with recipes. You know, carrots, cauliflower, asparagus, stuff like that.
What about a pepper
just went
and
from
genie?
6 to midnight.
We've done some pepper. You know, the green
the pepper
green
and genie,
peppers.
The, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. We've done a few of those.
Pepper and genie.
Pepperoncini.
Is that a different thing
word.
From a peppercini?
No.
No, it's pepperoncini.
Pepperon.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not called a peppercini.
Yeah, it's pepperon and then
pepperoncini. Pepperoncini.
Pepperoncini.
Pepperoni.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pepperoni shaped.
That's why.
Fuck me.
Is it?
Yeah. You learn a new thing.
Every day.
That I love that stuff. But, I mean, shoot, I would even go jalapenos or a jardinera. Yeah, just a straight jardinera.
Even pickled garlic by itself would be, you know. We've just found that the best items for us and what people really want to have is a really good cucumber pickle.
It's true.
They eat a lot of it. There's not too many times of the year where you're buying beets or asparagus. You may be buying that like once a year.
Yeah.
People can put a cucumber on all the time.
Exactly.
It really goes good. I saw, you know those Facebook videos where they just cook everything super fast? There's one going around. There's one going around right now. Avocados. They're picking avocados. You saw that?
Someone posted it on my wall, and they're like, "Tell Dawson." And I did tell Dawson, and he's not a fan.
He must have not read the tweet that exempted everyone from including me on avocado-related conversations.
Oh, really? I had not seen that.
He must have missed that one.
Really?
But it seems that every time somebody does something with an avocado, I have to hear about it. And I love you guys for it. I really, really do. But don't hate me for not caring.
Oh, okay. Any avocado-related discussions, make sure Dawson is a part of it.
No, please, always.
She gets mad FOMO.
I insist.
Yeah. So, and before we get out of here, before the mic's heated up, Dawson made quite the announcement.
What's that?
A declaration. I don't wear shoes with shoelaces at all.
Slip-ons only.
And I didn't know that. But yeah, now looking back, I don't think I've ever seen you wear anything with shoelaces.
And it comes also from I don't like to wear socks. So for the most part...
Why don't you like to wear socks?
Summer shoes are... I like to be barefoot. I'm really a barefoot dude. It's you know,
I can't
the
do
less
that.
Between me intended. And the ground, the better.
Yeah. It is how it was intended, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say that I am never barefoot, and my feet are just as tender as a baby. I can't.
Why are you never barefoot?
I don't know. I just never was barefoot growing up,
not
and
even
now
in the shower.
Not even the shower. Yeah,
I never put my water shoes on.
Yeah. Jump in the shower. No, I can be barefoot in the shower, but the tub is nice and soft. But like, if I'm walking on a street on asphalt barefoot, I'm in pain. I might as well be walking on hot coals. Like that's what it looks like when I walk. I'm not kidding. Plus. My feet are soft.
On like 110 degree day one time, me and my friend had a competition who could just stand flat footed on asphalt, and we like. Severely burned our feet.
So, talk about some shit that chicks never would do.
I feel like since then my feet have been way tougher.
We used to play a game called Endurance, and it was games like that. But the initiation between our friends, like the start of the game would be when it was raining. The two guys would sit on the two back windows, the right and the left, and you just stick your head out, and first person to go back in loses. And wherever we were driving,
see that's. Sounds impossible for me to lose. I would just...
You'd think.
It hurts.
No. It actually hurts.
No, I agree. I think that's impossible for Nick to lose. And this goes with the chicken wing challenge where I was the only one to successfully have faith in Nick. Nick will severely abuse himself for the sake of winning.
The feet thing, we ended up calling a truce after we were at a water park parking lot and we were out there for like 70 minutes and we just called it. We were like, we can't, like, we're just severely hurting our feet right now.
Somebody
like,
cooking
hold
something?
On. Really?
It was a long, severe.
You're talking an hour?
Me and the same kid both also just, this is going to be really hard to explain, but in Madden, you can just, on kickoffs, you can just audible to onside, to not to onside, but it gives time for the defense to do it. And we did that back and forth for multiple hours, like one time, and then I just went home, and we didn't finish our game.
Yeah.
Like what up, Max?
Sounds like an awesome friendship.
Yeah, there's part of stubbornness, too. I love that move. Yeah. But, Dawson, no socks?
I don't like socks, man. I mean, I wear them with my boots, but those are also slip-on. Yeah.
And Gary,
it's all you need is boots and Vans, man. Just get boots and Vans. You save so much time boots not having to tie your shoes. You need to go, boom, slip on out the door.
Oh, like cowboy boots?
Sounds like you would enjoy a male romper.
No.
Yeah.
I probably would, but I want a full size one.
He made eye contact with me when he said he goes, one. No.
I'm with like a flight suit.
Mm.
You know?
The original
so you just don't want, you don't want the shorts version.
No, that's what's the point of that? There's no point of that.
You're wearing one piece of clothing. Breathability? Where you otherwise would have to wear two.
No. It's no.
Going
no,
to the bathroom.
I feel like he's breaking
I'm not
right
advocating
now.
For the wrong pam. I'm just saying that's what the argument is.
You'd have to like go to the bathroom shirtless.
Yeah, that's also the thing. Now, if you're in a flight suit, that's cool. You can handle that. hey, man, how's your day? Well, I got to go shirtless if I want to take a crap. But other than that, I'm wearing a flight suit.
The flight suit's badass, too, because when you take off the top part, you can tie it around the waist. Yeah. And that's a fucking good look.
Right.
Nice wife beater on.
Whereas the romp hem, you can't do that because it's got the short sleeves. So then it's just hanging there. You look like an asshole.
Shout out to Grant and Tube Food. Go Air Force.
Yeah, seriously. What up, Grant?
Yeah, see, that's all you got to do is feed us. Come on the show. It's that easy.
We got pickles and tube food covered.
Yeah. Oh, maybe a collab.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. McClure served for the...
U.S. government. Look out. Here comes McClure's.
Yeah, McClure serving...
tube pickles.
Get you a government contract. Start really printing some money.
Yeah, because Grant... This guy Grant came on the show. He flies U.S. 22s.
No, U2s.
Sorry, I don't know why I just doubled it. Ooh. U2 Dragon Ladies.
Tube
and yeah, and he has to eat tube food because he's up in those spy planes for like 13 hours at a time.
That'd be something, man. You can make a tube Bloody Mary.
Yeah, but that'd be tasty. I don't know if I'd want sucking down
he's
Bloody Mary.
You too, man. Low and slow. He's cool.
Cruise control, my man. Yeah. All right. Well, look.
It's not like he's engaging Megs or anything.
Bob thought he was coming in to promote his product. Little did he know, this was a business meeting.
This is R&D, folks.
Yeah, this is R&D pitch meeting. And we're here to help you expand. And for all the listeners, we're always here to help you expand your minds as well.
What's your receptionist name again? One more time?
Natalie.
I say we blow up the McClure's Pickle account one more time and give a shout-out to Natalie because she helped set this all up, and you know she didn't get to come out to the wonderful Anaheim Convention Center.
Yeah, this but
everyone bark at Natalie.
Yeah, everybody find Natalie at McClure's Pickles and just bark at her. And continue to make noise because when you guys make noise, things actually happen. I'm 68 pounds worth, baby. I can't believe this. This is – it's so crazy to me. I'll never forget this. So, thanks to all of you guys who listen. And before we get out of here, let's get some plugs in. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick, we're going to go for you.
Another Bachelor podcast. It's back. It's hot. Bob and I were talking before the show. Huge.
Fans for life.
Huge Bachelor franchise fan. So him and his wife will have to download another Bachelor podcast. We've got guests coming up. Vinny T back. He's the most downloaded episode in another Bachelor podcast history. We've got the Try Guys from YouTube coming up. We just had Annabelle DeSisto. And these guys are a bunch of chotch fobs. So it's been a really
chotch
fun
fobs.
Season.
I like that. That's another band I play in. The chotch fobs.
Chotch fobs.
Yeah. We have our own.
C-H-A-C-H. FAB.
Right.
All right, so another Bachelor podcast. And, we forgot to do Nick Explains the Bachelor to Dawson.
But
we'll do next week.
That's good,
a lot
we're
of
never
pickle
doing
talk.
That
I would never want to step on
we're
it.
We're never doing that.
Yeah, and I didn't block Dawson in.
That's
so
never
he'd be
going
able
to happen again.
I'm telling you, there's so much to tell you about Waboom and Kenny the wrestler.
It's happening right now, Dawson.
And his 15-year-old, supposedly a 10-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
You seen that girl?
Bob is enormous. Bob just sat up straight like, oh, yeah, this is what I want. This is my kind of pop.
See, one of the reasons I like you, Bob, is you don't try to force this shit down my throat. You can enjoy The Bachelor. I appreciate it. Go for it.
What if I added a little vinegar to it?
Yeah, let it soak for 2 weeks.
Thank you. That was bad.
I'll jump on anything.
Yes, and.
Kalen, where can we go for you?
Don't worry about me.
We never do, but you'll be in front of the glass next week. Thank you so much for doing the sound. Sound guy, Kalen.
You smell better out there, man.
Oh, Gary, we're good for you.
Go to McClure's.com, McClure's.com, and follow McClure's Pickles on Twitter, and do yourself a favor and fucking buy some.
Just try these. Like,
they're good. I'm not, like, that's a legitimate plug for me. This is something I will spend my own money on, absolutely. I'm taking the free ones, for sure.
Yeah.
But when I run out of these, I will be spending my own money to get more. Absolutely.
Pickles are like I love pickles. They're actually they've moved up from my favorite food from soup.
Ooh.
I left soup. I'm at pickles,
nice.
And it's been like that for a while. I just didn't want to cook. It's hard to make that kind of declaration. Like it's just so permanent. But
I came into work a little later than normal today, and I was about to grab a bite at my house about 10:30, and I thought, no, there's pickles at work. And I came straight in, and I went to the goddamn McClure's Pickles, and I had a nice little breakfast snack right there.
Yeah,
it was delightful.
So yeah, pickles are now. And I just like anything pickled. Like it's just so. And what I like is they're bold. These are bold flavored. They're not shy. They're not shy. So, definitely check
whatever
those out.
It says on the label is what it is.
And you guys.
When it says spicy. It's fucking spicy.
Straight shooting.
And it is good.
It's a good
I blew
spicy.
A pickle
though.
Seed
it's
on
a
my
great
nose.
Spicy.
I got to open my sinus. It was First spicy one. It was aggressive.
Yeah, so if you guys like spicy stuff,
got used
stuff,
to it. Whew,
get ready. Dawson, where could go for you?
Yeah. Shoot, man. Thanks to McClure's again. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Seriously.
One, just if I can add my plug to these pickles. When I asked if they were the refrigerator type at the grocery store or the straight, shelf type, because they don't have to be chilled, every other pickle company wants to make a good premium pickle. You got to fucking refrigerate that shit. You guys got the balls in the fucking recipe to be like, we're fucking cupboard pickles, man, and we're better than you. Well, God bless America.
There's your new slogan, R&D, McClure's Pickles.
That was a little
we're
long.
We're better than you.
Come and see my band, Pickle Flesh, playing the Cucumber Festival.
Yeah, we got a whole, August 21st. We got a whole festival, Cucumber Festival. And there probably is one of those, actually.
I'm sure there is.
There's probably like eight of them.
Yeah. Well, ours is the best. And
that is true.
Bob, what could we go for you? Ours anything you best. Want? Like, it could be your website. It could be anything you just suggest people check out.
Well, thank you guys. One of the best things about having a business is we get to listen to everybody out there, people who admire our product, like our product. I recommend that to any person who has a business is that you listen, to your people, your team, your fans, and people that support you. So thank you guys for putting an ear to McClure's. We really appreciate your support for a small family business that's growing.
For sure, yeah, man.
Thank you.
God bless the USA. Sorry.
And so that's it.
Don't ever
thank you so much
for
tuning in.
Rousing rendition
of some Corolla drinks.
Of Lean Greenland song.
Corolla Drinks comedy music shows, so, Long Beach, DiPiazza, June 17th.
Check out Loxy, June 24th in Seattle.
June 24th in Seattle, 22nd at Sequoia Brewing Company in Fresno. Mm. And Dawson will be playing Long Beach as well. So this will be fun.
My band is fucking good. Let me just say that. June 17th in Long Beach. Come out.
Yeah, Mike Dawson and the Smoking Kills. So please come out and say hi. And first five people to bark.
Is it really called And the Smoking Kills Kills?
It's no, the Smoking Kills.
No, I was letting you know what they do. Oh. They kill.
We do kill.
Murder them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stab
we
shot.
Also murder yeah. a few yeah, couple stop, packs of cigarettes
stab,
a night.
They stab, they shoot, whatever. You yeah. don't get to choose how you die, but you're going. And thank you so much for tuning in. And once again, you guys, I'm just flattered and honored that all of you guys are part of this and you guys were able to do something so cool for us. We appreciate it. We love you, and we'll talk to you next week. Bubble Boys out. Thank you.